Radio MD. RadioMD.com. Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, we're all looking for the quick fix, the magic pill, whatever it is that can make us look younger and feel better and have more energy. And those of us in the field are trying to get the word out, and certainly the American College of Sports Medicine with Exercises Medicine and their global initiative, we're trying to get the word out that there is not necessarily a quick fix, but there are things you can do to sort of make time stand still and at least feel better and look your best. My guest is Dr. Barbara Bushman. She's a professor in the Department of Kinesiology at Missouri State University. So, Dr. Bushman, just tell us a little bit about what do you think constitutes the most well-rounded program for that look and feel that we're all craving?
Well, I think we always need to be looking at a balanced exercise program, and for adults, that would include aerobic exercise, and we want to be looking at doing that 3 to 5 days per week, depending on your intensity. On the lower end of that, for those who like to do higher intensity, will be sufficient, or 5 days per week if we're looking at moderate intensity activity.
Now, when people hear you say intensity, you know, again, this is a term that we use and that ACSM uses pretty frequently. Give a little lesson on what intensity means.
Well, that's just how hard you're working. So an example of a moderate intensity activity for most people would be brisk walking. And so if I was to put it on a 0 to 10 scale, with 0, I'm sitting around on the couch doing nothing, and 10 being the hardest thing I could possibly do, it'd be about a level 5 or 6. That vigorous intensity activity for most individuals would be a jogging or a running program, and that would be considered like a 7 or 8 on that 10-point scale.
That's good to clear that up, because, you know, some people think that when they go out for a walk, they've just done a moderate intensity, but I suppose that depends on where you're starting from.
It definitely does, and, you know, for one person, a brisk walk could be vigorous. If we were looking at an older adult whose conditioning was a little bit lower, that brisk walk could put them into a level 7 or 8. But for a typical adult, you know, a walking program, brisk walking, is probably about a level 5 or 6.
Okay, so you're talking about the intensity and getting into exercise. Tell people how they might begin if they're somebody who's new to the game.
Well, on the aerobic activity front, I would just recommend that they start with a simple walking program. And initially, I wouldn't really worry about intensity or the total time. You know, if you can fit in 5 minutes maybe before work in the morning and 5 minutes when you get home at night, just starting to do some activity and then building from there. So ultimately, would like individuals to be achieving about 30 minutes a moderate activity at least 5 days per week, a total of 150 minutes per week. And initially that sounds like a lot, but again, it's only about a half an hour a day, and you can split that into 10-minute segments, so the health benefits can accumulate over the course of the day.
Now, that's important what you've just said, Dr. Bushman, because people don't realize, and they say, I don't have time. And I always say to my clients and patients, you don't have time. Nobody does. You have to make time. But that you said it can be done in 10-minute segments, does not
exactly
have to be done all at once.
Right. And so that really does fit into our very busy lifestyles that, you know, I think most of us, if we were really hard-pressed, we could find an extra 10 minutes a couple times in the day. Now, maybe that 30 or 40 minutes continuous would be more of a challenge. But again, fitting it in around your work day or the other responsibilities that you have, or maybe you can combine two things. Going for a walking meeting with someone instead of sitting around a desk or a conference table. So just looking at those ways that we can infuse that activity throughout our day.
So what else is included in a nice, well-rounded program, Dr. Bushman? We've got our aerobic activity, and what else is going on?
Then we also need to be looking at muscular fitness, and this is really important. We want to be doing strength training, including about 8 to 10 different exercises hitting the major muscle groups. Usually we look at repetitions between about 8 to 12. and doing that at least a couple days per week. And the idea with our muscular fitness is it just helps us in so many different areas of life within our activities of daily living. So it's something that we can start, you know, with kids and moving on up through adults. So it's an important factor to keep no matter what our age.
So the strength training, and now recently ACSM has included a few new components into their quality and quantity of exercise program. So now this well-rounded approach includes what? It includes flexibility and neuromotor activity.
Right. And so in addition to the aerobic exercise, muscular fitness focus, we also include the flexibility, and we want to be looking at stretching at least 2 to 3 days per week, but for maximal benefits, probably daily. And, you know, a good stretching program is something that you can do while you're relaxing in front of the television at night. So, again, we can sort of multitask with some of our time throughout the day.
Which is really the society we've become, is the multitasking.
Right.
So why not use it for exercise as well?
You betcha. And the neuromotor exercise training really incorporates a lot of different factors. Previously, we looked at this as balance training, and now we've really expanded it to include coordination and agility. And initially, the main focus for the neuromotor exercise training was with older adults, but really any adult who has need for those activities within their sport or their recreation can benefit. And, you know, I really don't know of anyone that throughout the day is not calling on their body to be able to balance them or respond to changing conditions, whether it's a, you know, a slip on a stair, you know, stepping around a pet in a confined space. I mean, there's so many times that we have to call on our ability to control ourselves in space, and that's really what we're looking at with that neuromotor exercise training.
Give us some quick examples, Dr. Bushman, of those proprioceptive techniques, those ways that people can, again, multitasking maybe while they're watching TV, what can they do to work a little bit of the balance, the neuromotor, and even possibly the agility?
Right. And I always say, you know, while someone's cooking, can you stand on one foot while you're busy stirring the pot on the stove? So standing on one foot, switch to the other foot, you know, how long can you maintain that position? Maybe you don't want to do this right next to the stove.
I was going
to
say, maybe that's not probably the best place, right?
But then, you know, you can increase the challenge by, you know, moving your arms into the side or creating motion, having someone throw a ball to you while you're standing on one foot, or closing your eyes, removing that visual input. So there's a lot of ways that, you know, while we're waiting in line or, you know, any time that we have some downtime, that we can actually start to challenge the body in terms of maintaining our balance.
And now, where does nutrition fit in to this well-rounded program?
I think nutrition is just really the nice, I hate to say it, but icing on the cake. Maybe that's not a good analogy here when talking about nutrition.
No, that's okay. Cake's good.
But within everything within balance. And when we're looking at nutrition, there's so many factors that are simple changes. And I think too often within a sort of our lifestyle plan, we think it has to be, you know, 180-degree change, when in fact we can make small changes, increasing, for example, the amount of fruits and vegetables that we're consuming, substituting out, you know, whole wheat bread for white bread, consuming more water instead of sodas. So small things that we can change over time that can really make a major impact. So,
and that's really the way to do it, is to make little changes. You don't have to do everything at once, people. You can do it little by little. As you feel that one thing is working and making you feel better, then you can switch on to the next thing. Stay tuned. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on Radio MD. We'll be back.